This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Radio Free Cybertron. And today I have with me Chris and Chris.
Oh, that's me. Hey.
Eric.
Hello.
Matt.
Hi.
Rob.
Hi.
And John.
Yo.
What's going on, guys?
Not much.
Sitting here enjoying some Japanese box set Transformer love.
That's power the best box. Kind. And I hear you're massaging the figures.
What? What else would you do with them?
No, he's polishing his ball joint. Get it right.
Yes. But let's get the basic stuff out of the way. Make sure to check out the RFC Daily, which Brian has been doing on your AXALEXA. I forgot how to spell it for a second, but she's right there. So
maybe you should ask Alexa how to spell Alexa.
I wonder if that would work.
Yes, it will work.
And then also we have Rob's podcast, zonebase.org, which I believe a new episode hit either yesterday or today, because my Apple Watch has been blowing up with retweets of the zonebase.org podcast.
Yeah, isn't the podcast Transform Squadron in the site zonebase.org?
Yeah, but I think he's using the zonebase.org thumbnail.
Ah, gotcha.
So, because it just keeps coming up on my watch at zonebase.org.
Ah, gotcha, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, but thank you. It is Transform Squadron is the correct name. Makes me think of Aerial Bots.
Or any other team.
Well, Squadron, you know, I always think Jets. That's just me.
You've been sniffing the jet fumes too much, I guess.
And then we also have RFC reviews, which is my reviews that I put up. And I actually got two done yesterday. I have the Magic Square windshield upgrade kits for MSO1 Masterpiece Optimus Prime, which look awesome. I put the information of the person to contact if you want to purchase those windshields. And then I also did the Devastator box set review for Transformers Trading Card Game. So those are on tfradio.net/reviews if you want to check those out. And I think, Chris, we were talking about this post or pre-show that Chris actually has a video on how to fix Masterpiece or not
it's
Masterpiece.
It's not a video. It's just a guide on my website. You can find it at playwithphotography.com.
For Siege Ratchet, because I got my Siege Ratchet. Why did I say Ratchet? I got my Ironhide today, and I realized that the post is too big for the hole.
What?
Which is, yeah. Yep.
And contrary to popular belief, that's not what she said.
I thought about it, but I didn't.
That's so, what I'm here for.
We are missing a couple people. Obviously, we're missing Brian today. He is in Chicago. And then we are also missing Don, who is recovering. So we wish Don a speedy recovery, and hopefully he'll be back with us soon.
We also wish Don a speedy delivery.
What?
Or mailing?
Yeah.
You know he has to have something in the mail. I mean, it's pretty much guaranteed.
We all usually have something in the mail.
Hmm.
Maybe it's big powered. Maybe he's waiting on that.
Wouldn't shock me.
He did pre-order that. He mentioned that in one of his Dononomics summaries recently.
So speaking of, did anyone get anything in the mail? Did anyone get anything this week? Who wants to go first?
Yes, I did. I will. So this week I got a new hard drive and a new solid state drive because all my stuff died. So I've been having fun with that all weekend, which is why I did not even get to really think about Big Powered until today. But then I took Time Out Special to open that so I'd be able to talk about it for the show. And wow, I'm kind of disappointed.
That's life.
So like they did a huge retool job on these toys. Like it's impressive the amount of changes they committed to make these three pre-existing molds, Sky Shadow, Twin Twist, and Misfire / Slug Slinger / Trigger Happy into the Powered Masters. But this is giving me trepidation for Star Convoy because in the process of this, they've made all three of these toys less good than they started. So Diatlas, we saw in the pictures last week, has some fairly substantial empty spaces in the shins because of how they retooled the vehicle mode to work. But it also works out that because they redesigned it to not separate the upper and lower vehicle halves, there's a connecting arm now. And while that does snap together for the robot mode, it is not the most solid connection, and the torso kind of wobbles on top of the hips. It's not great. I also found the hinged helmet piece, which works the same way as Sky Shadow or Overlord, feels really gummy. And this is actually kind of a common thing across all three toys in my experience. A lot of the new nylon parts have a really soft, flexible feel to them, which kind of makes plugging in the headmasters difficult. It makes the weapons feel a little bit soft, especially sonic bombers, which is all just one big nylon piece, as far as I can tell. I'm sorry, I'm just distracted by what John DeLuna is saying in our Skype chat at the moment, but you don't need to be concerned about that. but good for you, John. I'm happy for you. As far as like painting and the deco in general goes, they all are really pretty looking toys. The new sculpt work is pretty good too, but like there is just kind of this consistent parts fit and feel problem I'm having with them that's really kind of killing my enjoyment, unfortunately. Now, by contrast, the package art is beautiful.
Yep.
I really love what they did with that front panel.
So I do want to point something out. Hold the box back up, Chris.
Yeah, hang on.
Because I've already put mine away. So you'll notice here, anybody with the benefit of video, that Diatlas, the big powered toy, is conveniently put in front of the picture of Diatlas so you can't see the hollow legs. now show the back of the box.
Yeah.
And once again, the big powered is conveniently placed in front of Diatlas.
Wow. And a whole bunch of kanji.
And Japanese text.
Yep.
To cover up the fact that the legs are hollow.
Oh, come on. They just wanted to be a surprise. That's all.
Nothing to see here, guys. Nothing to see here.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the side panel to see if there's another instance of that being quite so obvious. Like, it's kind of jumbled up here. You can't exactly really blame them for anything in particular on that because of the small space, but yeah, I was really hoping for more out of Big Powered. Now, for even for the fact that there's only one connection holding on Roadfire and two connections holding on Sonic Bomber, the Big Powered configuration is actually really solid. I'm pleasantly surprised with that.
I heard McFeely said his didn't connect real good or something. I was worried that it would stay together.
I tried mine, and I was able to hold it by any one of the sections, and it would not fall apart.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's good, then. Yeah, I was worried that those things would just be just wobbly as heck when you picked it up.
I do remember McFeely was saying that the improvised base modes for Sonic Bomber and Road Fire don't have any new pegs or anything to hold them in place. You just have to basically pose them in their base modes.
Then, yeah, that's probably what he was talking about then.
Yeah, but no, the big power configuration is pleasantly solid in terms of how the vehicles connect to each other. I'm just not super thrilled with how the individual robots came out in practice. Now, As much as that sucks for me, I hope it is mostly just a problem with my copies and that other people are going to have a better experience, which perhaps Matt could relate his thoughts on Big Powered, since I think... Oh, Triple, did you get Big Powered also?
I got it, but all I've done is open it. They're all still vehicles. I haven't.
Okay, so me and Matt are the ones who can actually talk about it this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, and I like it. I love the look of it, but yeah, I've not transformed it, so it could be total crap quality, and I don't even know it yet.
I've got some more stuff after this, but Matt, if you want to go ahead and talk about it since we're on the subject.
All right, so I am much more positive about Big Powered than you are. I love it. I don't have a problem with the Diatlas, the helmet hinge. Mine works fine. So that may be an individual issue. But sadly, I do have the wobbly hips issue. I think that's just
endemic.
the way it's engineered. Yeah. I have some problems with it. There are not pegs for everything where I would enjoy, like the front of the drill tank just kind of folds over the back.
Yeah.
There's nothing to peg it in place. So it's just going to move. Other than, you know, being a little wobbly and the top of the tank not pegging in, I freaking love Diatlas. I am, you know, wish the quality on that was a little bit better, but I am happy with it.
How accurate is the look of the robots? I mean, I can't remember. Well, I've never owned a Diatlas, so I can't say.
I've never owned a Diatlas.
So is it kind of accurate to the look of the character design, or is it still kind of limited with the molds that they had to use?
I mean, considering the time that the original Big Powered toys were made and the prevailing styles of the time, I'm going to assume these are a little bit more streamlined and less square in general, but like they definitely convey the characters.
Yeah, they're trying I was to be. Thinking more of like the artwork, like does it fit like the artwork from like Zone and all that, I guess, because it would have been Zone. What
Diatlas is pretty close.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Moving on to Roadfire. All these molds are showing a little wear, like they've been used multiple times. There's no getting around it. So my Roadfire is going to be a lefty by default because he can't really hold up the gun in his right arm. It's just a little too weak, and he is a bobblehead.
It's because he's saying yes.
Yeah. And it's one of those weird things with Titan's Return where the neck socket sticks up a little bit out of the shoulders, which makes it even worse.
Is that one of those cases where you can turn the head around and it'll fit better?
No.
Nope. Yeah, in my experience, that actually made it worse. It won't fit down in there with the head backwards.
Yeah,
with the way these neck sockets.
I had to do that a lot with my Titan's Return stuff just to get them to fit right.
Yeah.
But I really like this in the red plastic. It just pops. I'm not a big fan of red in general, but it looks good on this toy. And the remolded chest piece to me just makes him look a little more stout. Like he's just, other than the bobblehead thing, he's pretty good. And then there's Sonic Bomber.
Uh-oh.
Which in a little bit will be my favorite, but for right now he has some issues with joint tension.
So mine is not like that at all. I just have a problem with the way they designed the feet.
So you mean
this look pretty bad? You mean
the
here.
Ball joint, yeah. The ball joints that are completely unnecessary and serve no purpose.
They might help in the base mode or something.
I don't.
Yeah.
So I've already fixed one leg, you know, 10 minutes and some floor polish. Not a big deal. I'll have the other one fixed before the end of the show.
You could fix your 10 minutes in a polite letter.
Yeah. But like you said about the nylon parts, Sonic Bomber's connection depends on these new nylon parts. And it was a little strange. It is pretty soft. I was worried about that first. But again, Big Powered holds together really, really well.
I think Big Powered holds together on that end in spite of Sonic Bomber's nylon parts, not for anything they're actually accomplishing.
Well, it also happens that there's also that the second connection point is a 5mm peg. So
yeah.
So that's it for Big Powered. You know, not everything I was hoping for, but overall I'm happy with it.
I hope mine grows on me a little bit more. But something I think probably won't grow on me much more is Taraxodon, which I got off of Amazon this week. This came in Monday, maybe. Mm. I really liked Lionizer, because like there's actually some difference in it between its cat mode and its sword mode. That's sad. Matt just delegitated Sonic Bomber. But like there is very little difference in Taraxodon between the axe mode and the not a dinosaur mode. Like the shapes don't change significantly. You pretty much just switch which end has a projection coming out of it and then spread the wings. It's not all that satisfying, honestly, and I don't think it even looks that good as an axe.
I think it makes a pretty good axe.
You can, splay the blades out a little bit, the wings or whatever, and make him be a pickaxe, which, you know.
He could have been a cooler crossbow, I think. Like some sort of crossbow.
If the handle had been on the other end to be the business end of it, bolt, and this peg that's on the back of the dinosaur head for no particular reason. Yeah, I mean, you could have had something there for an alternate weapon configuration, but unfortunately, that didn't really work out. And I don't know, I'm just a little bit disappointed with it. The effect part is kind of cool. This is the first one I have where it's actually got a shape and actually a little port on there where you can plug it into another figure for a damage effect, instead of just being like the slash effect Lionizer has, which is only good for putting on a blade, which I think there is all of four now, because you can actually put that on Taraxodon's wings too. But previous to that, it was Lionizer itself, Megatron's sword, the Micromaster Decepticon mini Star Saber thing, and now this. So this has a little bit more utility, at least. Let's see, what else do I have? So my Hasbro Pulse stuff came in, and the post office had to leave me one of these handy carrying bins. I'll have to take that back sometime, because it says they'll prosecute me if I steal it.
but they gave it to you. That's not stealing.
Yeah, I know. I could just have my defense be that I thought it was abandoned property.
Yeah,
that's totally legal, right? So among this, in addition to some other things that don't really bear mentioning because I've talked about them before, I got Chromia, which was $10 from the Hasbro Pulse opening day sale, and of course 2 6 guns, because that was as many as they would let me buy. That brings my total up to 3, which means I will, when I open these and start messing with it, have an 18 gun.
Fantastic.
Let's see, is there anything else? I believe that's all I had prepared. So we'll call it there for me.
All right,
fairly significant pile.
You can finish up since you started with your big powered.
Yes, I started with big powered.
You're not going to finish with it.
No, no. I think you'll be surprised at how quickly I go through this, because I got some stuff that's just really big. It took up a lot of volume in the boxes.
Didn't you have one box that was like 5 feet tall?
Yes, I did. All right, so. Also Transformers related, I got Taraxodon and Aimless, whichever one comes with him.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was Aimless. I mean, I got the Takara Misfire, so I already had an Aimless, but you know, he's not bad. So not Transformers related. Oh. I got an entire wave of Marvel Legends.
Ooh, nice.
Which wave?
The Warlock wave.
Ooh.
Which one's the Warlock? Is that the
one with the Jim Lee Cyclops that I never saw in stores?
Oh, that's
not one time.
You should have said something, Matt. I've seen that a few times. I could have picked it up for you.
That Cyclops is impossible to find.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's because he's so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't find it anymore, but I saw it in the stores a few times.
I never saw it in stores.
It's also just a really good wave. I was going to get the whole thing anyway, because it's got Colossus and 90 Shatterstar in it. And Sunfire. Who doesn't love Sunfire?
Everybody around here, apparently, because that was the one that was most easy for me to see.
Oh, I know. I could go pick one up here at Walmart right now, too.
Okay.
I do love Sunfire. So, saying goodbye to Bandai of America, I got my last two BOA Power Rangers purchases. I got Dino Thunder Yellow and Psycho Black.
Hmm.
Psycho Black actually surprised me because they did put a little glossy black paint over top of black plastic. I was not expecting that out of Bandai at this point.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's very uncharacteristic.
They probably just had some extra black paint laying in the factory, and they're like, oh, we're shutting this factory down anyway. Just throw it down there.
Really?
We'll show them. We'll make the figure better.
I got Captain America's Mighty Shield.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Is that the metal or the plastic?
It's plastic.
Okay. Did you just, like, pull that out of some sort of, like, pocket universe or something? It just came out of nowhere.
He's and always
the,
ready.
The box that was, like, 5 feet long housed my purple lightsaber.
Oh nice.
So,
purple lightsaber.
So you've got a lightsaber and a shield.
So that's the Mace Windu lightsaber?
Is there a helmet in there somewhere?
No, I didn't get any helmets today. I also got a nice little poster for Shazam when I went to see Shazam.
I didn't get a poster.
Over the weekend. Shazam, by the way, really good movie.
It's really awesome. I really liked it. I think it's one of my favorite comic movies so far. Like, it's not the best comic movie, but it's one of my favorites.
It's so good I consider it part of the MCU.
Yeah, me too.
All right, and that's it. Like I said, you know, just going through the stack of Marvel Legends all at once, you know, really sped things up. So yeah.
All right, anyone else?
I got one thing. I did get Siege Ironhide from Hasbro Pulse. I really like it. I liked it even more when I went over to play with photography and followed the instructions on how to put those panels back on and make them stay. Because when that first came out of the package, that was really annoying. But
so easy to fix too.
It is. It was incredibly easy to fix, and now I pretty much have to work at it to make them come off. So it's much, much better. And a thing that I don't know that is particularly well documented is that if you look at the windshield on Ironhide, there's actually a couple of notches on the chest so that you can put it in at an angle. And that really improves the look of the chest so that it's not just straight up and down. That was not really apparent in most of the photography for the toy that we got. And just having that really does improve the chest a lot to me. So, yeah, Siege Ironhide, definitely a winner, especially for the $10 I got it for from Hasbro Pulse. And sometime in the next few days, I should finally have the Prowl and Six Gun to go with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it strikes me that, like, there is no Siege toy that I've handled, no Siege Deluxe I've handled that is not absolutely worth getting for the $10 price point.
Yeah, I wish that was
a shame that they're $20 toys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then even at $20, some of them are still fairly nice.
Oh, I agree. But that's all right. That's all I got so far.
Awesome. So I'll go ahead and go. May take a couple minutes. But I went to NJCC this weekend, and I got a couple odd things, but they're all Transformers related. So first thing I got was a Transformers Dinobot pint glass, which is really cool. And this comes from Etchbox Customs, and they have a website, etchboxcustoms.com. But they're also going to be, they do pint glasses and a whole bunch of other glass, and it's dishwasher safe and everything. And they're going to be at DC. And I talked to the lady, and she's going to have a couple G2 symbols on the glasses. Cause I was like, I know Brian would like a G2 glass. So I was like, if you make some G2 glasses, I'm sure they'll sell.
You might be able to get those for a couple of us, just saying.
Yeah. But you can always go to the website and order it, too, if you really want, at edgeboxcustoms.com. But they were really cool, and I talked to them for a little bit. I've seen them at TFCon. Like, they were in Chicago when we were there. I see them at NJCC all the time. This is the first time I actually got a glass from them. But they're gearing up for DC. Like they're going to have a whole bunch of Transformers related stuff, which normally at the other shows, they just have like a mix of everything and may only have like one or two Transformers pieces, but there's going to be a lot of Transformers pieces at TFCon in DC. I also got some, I guess I forgot to take off the price tag. I got some of the Star Wars crossover Transformers figures. I never had any of them. And I was like, I really want a representation of this line, even though it wasn't that good. I just wanted
something. You should have bought instead is the redo Darth Vader TIE Fighter that Takara did last year.
Yeah, I wasn't into that for the price. These were actually really good price.
Well, yeah, nobody wants those because they're not any good.
Well, I got that one, and I got a couple minis. This one turns into Grievous.
I want that.
I got a... This one turns into Obi-Wan, I think.
I think I got the Grievous one back in the day. I don't know if I still have it, though.
And I've never even seen these mini ones. Like, I didn't even know they existed.
Those are basically end of line.
Okay.
That was one of the last assortments where they were doing the small ones.
And this is Anakin, obviously. And then I got one more that I wanted to show. This one I was really excited about. It's a Darth Vader that turns into a Star Destroyer.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Is that the quad changer one that's also Anakin?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it has
Anakin Skywalker on the back.
And a Republic cruiser.
I didn't know if it was a quad changer or if that was just another version.
Yeah, no, it can be a Star Destroyer or a Republic cruiser, and then it can be Anakin or Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's
I remember that. That's
impressive.
It sounds more impressive than the toy actually is.
What was the Death Star? Did it turn into Vader or did it turn
into Vader.
Okay.
Vader turned into a lot of things.
I kind of regret not getting the Vader Death Star.
Yeah.
I have like 2/3 of one I found at the Goodwill. Sadly, the panels it's missing are not the right panels to be a Return to the Jedi Death Star.
You got pretty bright and said anything.
The one I really would of like to find was the Chewie and the Han that turned into a Millennium Falcon.
No, you don't want that. That's got
gold plastic syndrome.
Oh no.
That's probably why you didn't find one.
Yeah, I have one somewhere.
I've never
taken it out of the package.
That is probably a case where if you want something based on that concept, get the Takara redo.
Yeah. And then the other thing I got was the G2 Screamer, which was the TFCon exclusive.
This thing is
huge. The packaging is huge.
Was that Make Toys?
Yeah. Make Toys. And I heard they fixed the issues with like the C-clip on the nose and stuff. And they have the back panel fillers on this version. So this is like the updated, everything fixed copy.
Nice. That's great packaging. Is there a way to open it without damaging that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the push, you know, the push plastic.
Resealable bubble.
Yeah, resealable.
That's good. I'm glad it's so big.
It's like, I can't believe how big the packaging is. Yeah. Like, I don't know where to put it.
On the floor with everything else.
Yeah, pretty much. It's where it's all going. Then I also got the blue Diaclone TFCon Make Toys exclusive.
I thought you already had that.
No, this is one of the only colors I was missing. So now I have every color.
Maybe it was Don. Maybe Don had that.
Yeah, Don got it. But I had to wait for mine to come in. He had someone ship it to him from the show. I actually had to wait till the store had it in stock. Now everything's just falling everywhere. It's all like...
Well, I guess that means Diecast is done.
I know. No. I got some more stuff.
you just have to dig it out.
I mentioned this before. I got my second hoodlum.
You're holding it backwards.
Yeah, I'm doing that for a reason. If you see On the Asian version, which was basically the second run, they added a pad in there to protect the hood against chipping because all the US versions were chipping on the front of the hood.
Okay.
This is a fixed version. Because I always say, like, when I get fans toys off of Asia, it takes me like a month, or off of Taobao, it takes me like a month, month and a half after US gets them, because the first set of figures goes to the US and then Asia gets theirs, and it's normally reversed. Normally, like X-Transbots, all those other companies, normally they distribute their first round to all the sellers that are close to them, and then ship their next batch to the US, or maybe at the same time. But the way Fans Toys does is first batch goes to the US, and second batch goes to the Asian markets. So I thought that was interesting that there was actually a fixed version for the problems everyone's been having with him.
And it was an excuse for you to buy another one.
Yeah, yeah. And then I also got all the Siege stuff, the Wave 2 deluxes from Hasbro Pulse and Soundwave and Starscream.
So how many boxes total did you get from Hasbro Pulse?
Each figure had its own box. So I got like six boxes from Hasbro Toy Shop.
That's ridiculous.
Hasbro Pulse. Yeah, I don't.
Now I'm going to be very interested with my Saturday stuff or Friday stuff, because the order number actually was not split into two suborders. It is two items on the same order, and I want to see how it is shipped to me. I'm very curious about this.
Yeah, that's a good question. Kilby, I think, was tweeting out some pictures of his, and he got several boxes. Also, I got four today. That's why they left me that container when they delivered.
And then this is also pretty cool. My friend Rob found this little Bumblebee. It's a fidget toy, which I've never seen before. Oh, so he picked it up for me. It was like $3.99 at some discount store. I'm not really sure what store. That the sticker doesn't look familiar to me.
That is some evil looking bumblebee.
Yeah, and it's got a weird smile, and it's kind of really cool. So I'm really excited that he picked this up for me, because I had no idea this thing actually existed.
Square Demon Bee.
Yeah. And I think that's all I got this week that's worth mentioning.
Actually, Eric, I think that's a thing in Minecraft, at least in a mod.
But, Eric, did you get anything? Did you go?
So I got all my Hasbro Pulse Transformers last week, but I did get General Grievous from them this week, and he's so good. His articulation is, like, really weird, because it works in different ways than most toys, because he's a very, you know, unique body. But it's really good once you just get used to how it works. I'd say that he's tied with Mace Windu for the best Black Series figure of all time. It's really impressive how they did it, so.
Does he come with, like, multiple lightsabers and his arms split out, and he can do the things his arms, like in the movie?
Yep, he can do his arms. You can have him have two arms combined, which I have right now, or you can split them apart. He has full articulation in all of them. He has four lightsabers. He has his cape. He has his gun. So, nice. Yeah.
Okay. You just need Obi-Wan to say hello there.
Yep. Basically. Yeah. General Kenobi.
But that's it?
Yep, that's all I got, so.
Well, that's it for this show. Thank you guys for... No, I'm joking.
Also, there's still John.
And Triplet, possibly?
I want to thank...
Jason?
I want to thank Chris. He does a really good job all the time. He does...
Okay, I guess we're not doing Triplet or John or Jason.
No, I thought they said they didn't have anything.
I got stuff.
Did they?
Yeah, I got
Siege. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got the Siege figures and Big Power. That's all I got. Wave 2 of Siege. Mine's simple. You guys have already covered what I had.
Did you have anything, John?
He's got Street.
I got everything. I got what everybody else had, and now I hate Big Power thanks to you guys, and I don't even have him yet. So move on.
So sad. Oh, gosh.
Forget what they said. Experience it like a new toy when it arrives.
Yeah, I agree with the other Chris.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I want to experience what I heard, but we'll see. We'll find out.
All right, so I guess I'm last then. All right, so I got a lot of stuff after last time I was on, which makes sense, of course. Got my first MicroMaster pack, so I have a Laserbeak and Ravage, which Laserbeak's cool. I know we've all said it, but he's a nice little toy, cool to fidget with. He looks great from that, you know, episode one design and everything. So he's awesome.
Yeah, Ravage, he's the only thing I've messed with from Wave 2. That's literally the only thing I've opened.
Right, and Ravage was in the box, so whatever. Yeah,
he's Ravage's terrible.
Yeah, Ravage is not good.
Chunky Ravage.
I will say though,
he seems better than the Titans Return one. Though
that's nothing.
That marginally,
absolutely nothing. But I'm just saying what everyone's thinking.
True. But no, I'm okay spending money for. If I spent 10 for this, well, fine. But yeah, Ratchet's nothing or Ravage. I did get actually. Oh, I'll do a couple more official things first. I did get my Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime, which he's awesome and feels good and everything. I heard some people say that they thought the red plastic felt a little weak, but I don't really notice that on mine. So
I didn't have that experience either. So
yeah, I don't know if there's.
But you know how people get with how they talk about plastic.
Yes, this is true. And I'm like the...
If the color just looks pale, oh, that's just some weak, cheap plastic.
Right.
It's thin.
Yeah. I also got a Siege Ironhide, which this is... So this is the first Siege Deluxe that I actually opened, because if you remember, I bought Hound and took him back because I wasn't sure. God, these things...
Oh, Hound was great.
Yeah, I might try to pick them up again someday. These Deluxes are...
Hound is worth it.
Yeah, they're built, man. These things feel good.
Okay, so if you think Ironhide feels good, the Wave 1 Deluxes feel better.
Well, darn. That doesn't help me now.
Seriously, I thought the Wave 2 Deluxes, in terms of how the parts and fittings feel, was a little bit of a step down from how Wave 1 was. So if you are that happy with how Ironhide feels, you'll probably even like Hound or... Sideswipe better.
Yeah, the Hound.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, Hound was just back when I wasn't sure about whether I was going to get any Siege for that matter, and then Prime and Megatron kind of changed my mind. But I love the fact that the Voyagers and the Deluxes both feel great so far. And if I ever get a Void or a Leader class, which probably will be the Galaxy Prime, but until then I'm not sure. Then on to third party, I have my kit for IDW Prime. So that'll take a couple hours to put together, but that'll be nice.
Oh, some official third party there. Some licensed third party.
Licensed third party, exactly. Because you know, I don't do any of that crazy non-licensed third party. I don't know why anyone would ever think I do anything that isn't officially licensed.
I don't want to alarm you. Stay calm. There's a vast predatory bird hovering above your shoulder.
It's a space chicken.
It is.
I thought it was a cat with wings.
But yeah, no, MMC Skylinks is freaking phenomenal, and he's really hard to hold and get in frame and everything. That's why I switched microphones. But
huge. God, he's huge.
He is huge, and everything is, like, it's funny how emotive a face is that just kind of opens the mouth a little bit and stuff like that, but it's great. I am beyond pleased with having gotten this guy. So, and he looks great together, and yeah. Awesome. So yeah, I'm very, very pleased with this one, and that's it for me.
Okay, Diecast, now you can go on to my excellent work preparing the show notes, so please resume talking me up.
As I was saying, Chris always does an excellent job with preparing the show notes. He does most of it, and usually does a really good job, and this week
I did my best work ever.
For some reason, he put the big news as C-Con before Unicron, Generation Selects, Snaptrap
Tease. There's a reason for that, Diecast.
Why you invited me to the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was my suggestion, actually. You will remember, Diecast, that the official stance of Radio Free Cybertron is and always has been hashtag C-Cons before Unicron.
I am told that is the official stance, and that my stance is not only non-official, but cannot be uttered here. because RFC doesn't recognize it.
Pointless. Yeah.
But we've got a tease of Snaptrap, and we also have Star Convoy and Super Megatron, and where they go to, I guess.
Yeah, they've been revealed as a Takara Tomy release under a new line they are calling Generation Select, as opposed to Generation Select, I believe, is the Hasbro version.
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm sorry, Chris?
I believe they are using the exact same branding as Hasbro's effort, actually. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, Star Convoy is a Takara Tomy thing, but it is already up for pre-order through Hasbro Pulse. It's what, like $85?
$79.99,
I think. I think it's 80. Okay. It's higher on BBTS, though. I think it's
it's like 15 bucks higher. It's like $95.
They're probably buying them and reselling them.
Yeah, whereas Hasbro can just get them.
I mean, $95 is what they would be charging for a Takara Tomy leader class toy normally, so they're probably getting them through their Hasbro Asia connection instead of having them direct distributed.
Yeah, because we're getting some markup on this, but that's just because of what leader class figures cost in Japan.
It's the same way the masterpieces that they're releasing over here simultaneously are working out.
Yeah, but this is a fairly heavy remold of Power of the Primes leader Optimus Prime, and the inner robot rather than Orion Pax is now a very G1 Optimus Prime that I love.
Yes,
I was
very
only
Action Master Optimus Prime.
I was only disappointed that it didn't come with a tiny hot rod.
Yeah. Really should come with a MicroMaster hot rod, though.
The
MicroMasters have been working out so far, I'm not sure I'd want that.
Yeah,
because even ones that are supposed to have hood chests have been redesigned to not have hood chests, and that would just be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, what would be great for this is like people who pre-ordered got like a limited re-release of World's Smallest Transformers Hot Rod. That would be great.
That'd be cool. They could throw that Hot Rod from Combiner Wars in there.
Oh, no. I mean, I would imagine, you know, they had the reissues of Star Convoy. They could probably actually split off the original MicroMaster Hot Rod mold elements. I doubt that was gang molded.
That would be cool to have.
Right. But yeah, this, I'm going to be fighting myself with this one for a while because I don't think I'm going to be able to afford it, but I just love that Inner Optimus Prime robot. But
yeah, it's nice. It's,
it was a nice surprise to see that thing show up on Hasbro Pulse, too. I was, like, not expecting that.
It's just making me sad that, and this is one of Rob's points that he's made over time, too, it's making me sad this was not another stab at Power Master Optimus, because this is pretty much perfect for it now, except that they retooled the big part to be Star Convoy.
Yeah.
If they were going to do the Star Convoy, like, don't get me wrong, I like it and I'm getting it, but I wish they would have, you know, at least put some tank treads on the trailer.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, I was convinced when this was first revealed that this was a Hasbro initiative, because it just didn't seem like Takara Tomy would do this level of remolding and not more.
And it doesn't have an official base mode, right? Like, it doesn't turn into a base mode, right?
Not that we know of yet, no. It does.
You know, they can big powered it.
Yeah. But the last figure in this is, yes, we are getting the first ever figure of Super Megatron, and it is clearly based on the Titans Return Galvatron mold, which, if that means it has a fixed head, would really kind of go a long way towards fixing one of the only issues that I ever had with that mold. So
I had some more issues with that mold, but
fair enough.
Well, you're wrong. But there is plenty of space. There's plenty of space in how that toy is built already, where they could redesign it to have a head that flips into the torso cavity. So, like, it's not that big of a stretch to think they might do that. There is even customs to that effect early in the lifespan of Titans Return Galvatron. But yeah, I think the really important takeaway here is not the first ever toy of Super Megatron to be coming at some point in the nearest future, but the fact that we are getting a Generation C-Con before we get a new Unicron toy.
Well, the hashtag was C-Cons before, And this is one CCon, so yeah, I don't so we just think need you one more. Truly,
yes, made from a combiner mold. Clearly, the silver bolt on. Yeah, clearly
hunger,
the silver bolt.
Hunger,
scattershot, hunger, family of molds. So, do you really think we wouldn't get the whole team?
It would be hilarious if they just released him. I think I would laugh if it happened.
I'm actually all for as much as I joke around. I'm all for a CCon.
Okay, so here's the thing, going to what Triplett said, there could be justification for only doing Snaptrap, because in Master Force, Turtler, which was Takara's version of Snaptrap, was the only CCon that was a character, the only one that could talk and was more than just a mass-produced drone. So, like, there could be justification for just doing that toy, playing up the Master Force character, and not bothering maybe with the other CCons for.
But if there's justice in the world, they will make all the other CCons.
Okay, so we're never getting any more CCons.
Yeah. Even if that was just the case, I would just buy two Turtlers and still have CCons plural before Unicron.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to make the other figures to go with
I
this.
Hopefully.
If there's any justice in the world, we'll get an announcement of a Unicron before all these are actually finished and in people's hands.
Like, even if we get the announcement, that those toys are coming out before that Unicron, and I'm okay with that.
I doubt they would have a retool for Turtler out of hunger and not have pre-existing stuff.
Unless the other Turtler Terror Cons. Yeah, I mean... maybe so. I hope there will be the whole team. I hope it's also kind of like a collaborative thing between Takara and Hasbro. Like, Takara will do that piece, and Hasbro will handle all the limbs. Then we'll get the limbs a little bit cheaper, and I can get my multiples that I've always wanted.
Honestly, Ripper Snapper's not that far off to begin with.
No.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, could they, like, redo some of those Terracon molds to turn them into the Seacons, I guess?
Too hard, yeah.
You could get a Scalor out of Ripper Snapper very, very easily.
Yeah. But what can you turn Blot into? That's what I'm worried about.
Sea Wing, probably.
Okay.
Blot can be anything he wants to be.
We believe in Blot.
We do. Blot is fantastic.
More Blot before Unicron.
And show title.
Okay, and then also we... And then also we have Generation Select Star Convoy new Takara Tomy Maul photos show off Matrix accessory, which basically there is a Matrix that will fit in his chest. I know you're shocked.
Yeah, it's very similar to the Matrix that came with the Power of the Primes toy originally. I don't think the core is removable, but now it has 5mm post and port, I think, on it, so it can be threaded in the middle of the gun.
And he can hold it in his hand.
Like a big stop sign. Yes.
Yeah, that's actually what it looks like.
I forget who on Twitter said that, but yes, they were entirely right. It looks like he's holding up a stop sign.
That might have been Brickinator.
I think it may have been, yeah.
This would be Safety Crossing Guard Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I think he needs a yellow vest.
Yes.
Oh, we could make him a yellow vest.
Dr. Wu.
Yeah. Paging Dr. Wu.
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
So apparently that was the big news. I don't agree, but I'm going to let that slide because Chris normally does a really good job.
The Star Convoy thing is definitely the big news, and you know, we have to play up the hashtags.
The running gag must run.
It wouldn't be much of a running gag otherwise.
Exactly.
And then
gag running? You better go catch it.
And then those of you who are excited to pay $450 for your MP44 will have to wait a little bit longer, because MP44 Convoy Optimus Prime 3.0 release date is delayed till August 31st.
Ah, but there's an alternate spin that you put on this headline. So those of you who are waiting to pay $450 for their MP44 have an extra month to get the money together.
Woo!
Yeah. Yay! I'm still not getting it.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, so they pushed it back by a month.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather they take their time and get it right as much as this thing's going to cost.
Okay, oh, yeah. So you say that, But MP43 was pushed back from January to the end of March.
And crotches.
And they still didn't get it quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of them were breaking before then. They were like, well.
Oh. Yeah. You know, I mean, you might not be wrong about that. They could have had some test samples come back from the factory and they were just like, you know, catching fire.
Spontaneously combusting Megatron. I love it.
Isn't it a little bit early to be pushing it back? I mean, we're basically, no, I guess we're like 4 months away.
And I think
that's
they revised
the factory, yeah.
I think they revised Megatron's release date in like November.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they would know early enough to make the announcement ahead of time. It's not, there could have been a scheduling conflict too with the production schedule. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's getting pushed back for a Unicron.
I think that would take more time, but you know, hope springs eternal. Yeah.
Being pushed back for Unicron's leg. So that's all they can put out.
Leg, try his foot. Jeez.
His foot, yeah.
No, do a Grand Galvatron first.
Masterpiece Unicron's head.
Oh.
And then next on the list, we have new toy images of Siege Springer, Red Alert, Smashdown, Blackjack, and Hyperdrive.
That Springer makes me sad because there is so much battle damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's over top of painted detail.
He's a wrecker. What do you expect?
It's all over his back.
I will say that this toy line, more than any other, even though this is true in general, I think that the production always looks a little bit better than the renders. This toy line has been like way more extreme for me, at least in terms of seeing renders. And I'm like, that looks awful. And seeing it in production colors, and I'm like, that's a lot better. Like that kind of stuff.
I agree.
I think Springer looks a lot more appealing to me now.
Springer looks amazing. I'm just not looking
forward to
battle damage off of it.
Some of the damage on Springer is not bugging me because it's applied to the yellow and it looks like real world examples I've seen of metal painted over where all the paint scraped off the corners. Like having that contrast between the battle damage and the colored surface is actually making it look more credible to me the way it's shown in these photos. Like I'm actually more accepting of it because of the specific execution here.
Mm. Stop sucking up, Chris.
Who would I be sucking up to?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I would say the chest is kind of the biggest.
I can be negative enough for all of us.
Yeah, let Matt have this.
Matt, we've gotten letters about this. You need to, you know.
I'll be the positive one. I'll be the positive one. I have no problems with the battle damage. I mean, I would prefer it not to have battle damage, but I don't know. It's something different. Same. As long as they don't continue this. The next series, if they just don't continue this, I'm fine with it.
Well,
it'll just be one series.
It's probably going to be for the remainder of this 3-year block, at least.
Yeah.
Would you prefer
unless,
the stickers to come off or
no? They find out they can't budget for the battle damage paint anymore, which is entirely possible.
Yeah.
No, it'll just go to $25 a deluxe.
Oh,
never mind.
Not really. I mean, because the Power of the Primes was the sticker wave, and that was only one.
Okay, so well, the
that was horrible too, but that's easier to deal with.
The stickers started in Titans Return, but that was apparently partly an intentional stylistic choice because they were making the toys so similar to the G1 toys, they wanted to recreate the G1 sticker details. So stickers were the best way to do that, in their opinion.
I wish they had gone with G1 quality stickers because I would probably not have a problem with that.
I wish they wouldn't have tried to put G1 toy sticker detail on not G1 toys. Because that's a thing we kind of raked the BotCon people over the coals for more than once.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway.
And there's also pictures of Reflector in here. Man, I can't wait for him.
You mean Refractor?
If he can find him.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, three per case, so I hope you find him.
Yeah, I may have pre-ordered an entire case of that wave to get the three Reflectors and two Brunts out of it.
So who's got pre-orders up now for that?
Well, I pre-ordered my case off of Entertainment Earth. I don't know if anybody else is...
yeah, I haven't seen it because I've been looking.
Wait, how many red alerts are in it? Three?
Three?
Oh, well, no. Why are there three red alerts and two brunts? That's a crime.
Oh. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Well, I want a red alert. I tentatively got someone who is willing to take a red alert off my hand, so that'll just leave me with one spare. So I'm actually not in too bad a shape over this.
Hmm.
We'll see if I still feel that way in like late July or whenever the pre-order is supposed to come in.
Hmm. And then speaking of Refractor, we have Siege Red Alert, Brunt, and Refractor War for Cybertron official packaging images.
Stock photos.
Stock photos. Yeah, they look very Siege.
I do like that purple on Reflector. That's a good shade.
Yeah.
And Brunt's still looking really good.
Man,
somebody really pointed out the orange barrel tip is back on Brunt too, after I think the Amazon Japan stock photo showed that being solid gray.
I didn't realize it was back.
I couldn't tell.
So that's gonna be confusing.
Yeah, I can't tell.
But I hope it is, because it kind of needed the color. I see it on the artwork, but I don't see it on the figure.
Yeah, so we'll see how that actually turns out, because like the stock photos even could have been taken from one of those earlier samples too.
Yeah.
And then we got some more stock photos.
Yep. Of
Cyberverse.
Cyberverse. Yeah. Power of the Spark. Skybite, Prowl, Starscream, official Spark Armor packaging images.
I kind of like these things.
The package pictures make Skybite look as small as it probably is going to be, and like rationally I knew these were not going to be big toys, but it's still kind of
but it's Skybite.
It's still kind of a blow to have it confirmed that, you know, they're not going to be that big. I was, you know, wanting kind of a sizable Skybite, but I'll still get it.
Yeah, Skybite. I gotcha.
They look like legend sized.
They probably are.
I think they're between legends and deluxe is what I would guess.
You can kind of judge by the 5mm ports in the hands.
Yeah.
So they're even smaller than those Robots in the Skies figures where they had the armor gimmick.
They'll probably be about on par with that, I would guess. Yeah.
That's what I was expecting when they were announced. Oh, they're probably going to be that size.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see these in stores.
Yeah.
Well, you'll probably be seeing them in stores a lot once
not
they
at,
come
not
out.
Not at my store. My store never carries Cyberverse at all. Yeah, I haven't seen Cyberverse in a while.
Mine doesn't sell Cyberverse, but they do carry it.
Yeah, that's my experience. So, Diecast, I thought you'd be interested in this next item.
I am. Siege comes to Transformers trading card game, Battle Masters and Micro Masters to debut in third wave of popular trading card game. And I already kind of knew about this before tonight.
How did I miss
I think I read this article actually that Rob put up on T-Formers, and it was an exclusive through IGN. And basically you're going to get a large character card like you normally do, and you're going to get one smaller character card, which is going to be your Battle Master or your Micro Master in each pack. So that's super, super awesome. And then you'll still get your six battle cards. I can't remember. It might have been seven battle cards. So they're cutting a battle card out to give you that smaller character card. If that's the case, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair trade.
Yeah. And this is going to be available starting June 28th, 2019, which hopefully I'll be able to find a box and do an opening.
Maybe we'll just send you one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully. I love doing these Siege unboxings for the Transformers. Or I love doing these Transformers trading card games unboxing. I would love to do the Siege also.
Opening stuff like that is always fun.
Yeah. And I love the surprise.
Yeah, I've got a carton of blind pack bots down there that I need to get in front of a camera now that I'm, you know, getting things back up and running.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to get, especially if you have a backlog of stuff. That makes it even harder to get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's I can't wait to go to TFCon and be able to play. the game because I've not played the game yet.
Uh-oh.
So, and the next article we have, which I'm super excited about, Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Is still talking this week, and he's talking about Transformers Last Night sequel and Michael Bay. And did either of you guys write this article? Basically,
yeah, that was all me.
Yeah, that's Chris.
Slash Film talked to Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, and it was about a lot of different projects he's working on, most notably the remake of Pet Sematary. But of course, they asked him a couple of Transformers questions while they had him there. So right now, they're not expecting Michael Bay to come back to direct any more movies. Of course, the way the answer was phrased, it's not so much that they're not asking him. It's just that they think he's done because that covers them just in case. Well, maybe he will come back when they throw another bag of money at him, but hopefully they don't.
Please
and
don't.
And then... Remember how recently, when we had one of these stories, he talked about how they were wanting to explore doing a sequel to Transformers The Last Night, in addition to a sequel to Bumblebee.
Yep.
So they asked him about this, about whether they were working on that concept, a script that picks up where The Last Night left off. And his answer to that was this very insightful, deep, informative, no.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Triplett's response is the correct one. You basically get a different story out of him every time you ask him a question, from what I can tell.
So did he say that they're working on another mainline Transformers, but it's not a sequel to Last Night?
Yeah,
is that basically what he said?
No, just no.
He says a lot of things.
There's two scripts in production from what it seems out of like all the times Maybe? He's talked, there's two scripts that are happening, whether they actually get made or not is a whole entire thing, but there are two scripts mm-hmm. being written. The
I don't
one
think
is
they're being written
up.
Yet,
but no, he said that they're being written.
Does the no apply to Bumblebee? I mean, am I getting
no, the Bumblebee sequels like basically guaranteed from everything?
Yeah, that's
said.
What I want. That's what I want.
We heard more details about a follow-up to Bumblebee. Most notably that, what was originally going to be an Optimus Prime solo movie, like the Bumblebee movie, which would have thematically been the sequel to Bumblebee, has now been retooled to be a Bumblebee and Optimus movie and be more directly a sequel.
I think I would have preferred the Optimus solo movie.
No, this is going to be good because it could be a buddy cop movie in the 90s, and I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. The problem with doing the Optimus Prime movie, according to him, is that it'd be like trying to do an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, which apparently is impossible, even though...
Which I would also like to see, give you
exactly.
a chance at a good movie.
He shows up, he says hello there, and then you go from there.
Hello there, the Obi-Wan Kenobi story.
Yeah.
But I wonder what he's going to say next week. That's all I can say.
Well, really check back for the next installment of Lorenzo Di Bonaventura is still talking.
I want someone other than him to talk.
Probably the opposite of whatever he said this week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he'll be back to saying, no, there's a Last Night sequel coming again. I just meant it doesn't pick up immediately after. It's like a week later, you know? That's totally what I meant.
I mean... And I've said before, you can say all you want, yes, we're developing a script for this, but if Paramount Pictures says, no, thank you, we don't want a sequel to this tremendous financial disaster we had, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until you see a trailer, just assume they're not making another one.
Yeah, because you can't even say, like, until a script is done, because, like, they've shot at least one of these movies without a script.
Yeah.
And they've, you know, shot another of these movies from, you know, six scripts in a blender. So what do you want?
The writers.
I told you guys last night, so you didn't believe me, but
I'd like to know about the Cybertron movie.
Yeah.
Why hasn't anyone asked him about that? Like, yeah, I mean, not that I care what he has to say, period, but still, I'm just curious why no one's, like, even brought that up, because that's still supposedly on their slate.
That
maybe they're afraid to let him know about it because he might try and do things to it.
Yeah, he might do things. You know what? I take it back. No one ask him about it.
Yes, well, don't let him know that exists.
With the whole thing being computer animated from, you know, one of the accounts we had of the concept, it might have more of a development lead time on it also.
That's true, yeah.
Plus, it's probably a little bit lower priority project, to be honest.
Would that be like a video thing also, or is that like a theater thing they were talking about?
I'm sure they'd want it to be a theatrical release, but, you know, I could see it maybe going direct to video if there was no other options and they were committed enough to making it. Of course, that would come with a, you know, commensurate reduction in quality.
Yeah. Yep. And this is the absolutely funniest news of the week to me. TR-02, Commander of Stars, unofficial galaxy convoy from Transform and Roll Out. This is the company that took 3 years, possibly four, to get us a masterpiece style Jazz. That
still
had,
faster than Takara.
Yeah. Yeah. I would not put any bets that this is actually coming out.
We also had some test shot pictures today of Infinite Transformation, I think. Their knockoff of Masterpiece Dinobot.
Oh, that'll come out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, what we have here, I'm putting it in the Skype chat, maybe Jason can pop this up real quick.
Sure.
What we have for this is close to being in the right colors on at least one of the prototypes.
Hmm.
So, I mean, they're not too far off on this one. I don't think we have any specific details on this, but it'll probably be cheaper. Hopefully the shoulder doesn't break.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure the shoulders will be fixed, so I'll definitely get it because I need one with good shoulders. And I'm assuming the ankles would be fixed, too.
One could hope.
Hmm.
Hopefully if they get around to doing Megatron, they'll make the pelvis out of plastic that doesn't fracture.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do Megatron if they're doing Dinobot. I mean, it only seems logical.
Yeah, well, you can hardly tell with these companies, because it seemed logical that someone would knock off an upscale Lord Scorpion, but here I am 3 years later still waiting.
Aww. But yeah, thanks to Amazon, we have a couple Amazon links up. You can get Siege Omega at tfradio.net/Siege Omega. You can get Siege Jetfire at tfradio.net/Siege Jetfire. And you can get Studio Series Optimus at tfradio.net/SS38. And that is the Bumblebee movie series Optimus.
And I think you can order the Bumblebee movie itself at tfradio.net/BBMovie.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And you should, because it's good.
Yes. This is one worth owning.
And then also buy a shirt.
I would have traded at least 10 of my copies of The Last Knight for one copy of the Bumblebee movie.
You would have traded all of them.
So they didn't send you a single copy of Bumblebee this time?
No.
Oh, if they ever send you 4K copies of the original movies, let me know. Cause
I think you got one of those from me.
Well, I got one of... Yeah, but that was The Last Knight. I'm talking... They're re-releasing all the movies in 4K.
Yeah, probably not going to get any of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I understand, the review copies that did go out for the Bumblebee movie, it was just one copy of the movie. It was not a box full of every home video copy, which kind of is in line with how fewer versions there were of the Bumblebee movie on home video compared to any of the prior movies.
Yeah, regular and VHS.
Did anybody get that VHS?
Like, anyone in the world did.
Just people on the PR list.
Yeah.
Apparently we're not on this PR list.
I would have loved to have gotten that. If anyone wants to sell that, I got it. I would definitely buy it.
Do you have a VCR that works, though?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
No, there you go.
Yeah, it does.
Just
playing in black and white, though.
If you do get one of those and you go to view it, be sure to break the little tab off, because the picture I saw of the VHS, it still has the record tab on it. You want to break that off so you don't accidentally record over it.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. That'd be tragic. Wow. There's like 20 of them. You finally get one and you just record over it.
Oh, I bet there's less than that.
Yeah, probably.
And then also buy a shirt at tfradio.net/shirts.
Yeah, John, have you made any progress with getting more designs up?
No, I've been busy. I'll get on it. That'll be my summer project.
Well, if they don't do it soon, let's switch to somewhere that'll actually sell our shirts.
I mean, you know, if that's a summer project, that still is potentially enough time to get new designs out for TFCon USA Part 2.
Well, it's not even new designs. It's designs he already did that he just never put available for sale.
Well, they're new to the customers. Or they never posted.
Yeah.
So we need to just get those re-uploaded again.
What was the last shirt that you guys put up there?
Deep Talk Club.
The Deep Talk Club, yeah.
Okay. I need to buy a shirt.
So, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, just a couple of things. We've got a Bumblebee behind the scenes featurette with John Bailey, who interviews the writer Christina Hodson, talks to the Foley artists. We saw a separate feature about them recently as well, I believe, and took a look at the actual Volkswagen Bug used in the movie. And along those same lines, we have the second little animated short, Bumblebee's First Earth Life, Episode 2, coming out of Japan. So, yeah, it is entirely in Japanese. I haven't watched it, but it looks like a cute little thing. And that's what we got this week.
And then we have Red Voicemail.
Yeah, so I want to make sure we didn't forget the voicemail.
Okay.
Yeah, this is we've got a special occasion coming up, so we have we have a voicemail we're going to play here on the show, so here we go.
Hello, this is Sean, known on Twitter as Donvoy. I'm calling to let you know that Thursday, March 11th, marks the one-year anniversary of Dawn of the Day. My first picture was drawn on Wednesday the 11th, 2018. It was a picture of Dawn and Death's Head 2 on the back of Supreme Class G-Door. For those of you who don't know what Dawn of the Day is, it's a picture that goes out on the internet. Thanks.
That was shockingly accurate.
Yeah, I think you meant April.
That's what I was about to say. That was too close. I'm not comfortable with how close that was.
That was he listens good. To that every night before bed.
Doesn't everyone do that?
And then we also got a couple plugs. We have playwithphotography.com, which we've talked about a couple times today. So if you want to get your ratchet fix on or Ironhide fix, I'm assuming ratchet's going to have the same problem. All right.
Probably
right? It's not impossible.
Just go to playwithphotography.com. And then you can also check out briankilby.com, which is where he posts his happy day in Wilkes. If there's any new episodes of that. Yeah. No. Maybe
not recently.
I don't know.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Yeah, I think he's been pretty busy / sick constantly recently. So
it's that damn ham job.
Well, I did visit his home on Sunday, and I'm not dead yet, so hopefully he's better now.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Were you there when Don was there?
No, he wasn't there. No,
Don wasn't there.
No. Kilby visited Don in Virginia.
Okay. Yep. And then remember, you can find this episode at tfradio.net/617 to view the show notes. Don't forget our voicemail line. You can use this to send us texts at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. And you can find us on Twitter at tfradio. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. Instagram at tfpodcast. And don't forget to check out zonebase.org, at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter, and check out at That John D on Twitter. And you can also follow Melvar at Melvar on Twitter, and that's 3 L's and 2 R's.
Yep. Yeah, please don't follow me. And update, Sonic Bomber is fine now, thanks to a little floor polish.
Ooh. So,
much better.
That's amazing how quick that works.
Yeah.
So, Eric, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Eric Krober on Twitter, at Aramis Prime on Instagram, Eric Crownover on YouTube, where I rant about Lorenzo,
Also check out Nerdy Geek Talk, which is my podcast network, which has all my different shows, especially Steel City Bots, which is definitely a younger take on the franchise. I think that's about it. So yeah.
And Triplet, where can we follow you?
On Twitter at Man of the Town, occasionally on Twitch at twitch.tv/HitmanPez. I play games sometimes.
Wait, why aren't you HitmanPez on Twitter?
Because that is not on Twitter. On Twitter, I'm Man of the Town.
Yeah, but why aren't you HitmanPez on Twitter?
Because I liked Man then, of the Town.
Then he wouldn't be Man of the Town. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm HitmanPez because that's actually my PSN account. So, and it was just it made sense to sign up for Twitch with that. I don't know why. I just did it.
And Rob?
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and FlailThroughs, also on YouTube at FlailThroughs, where I am still covering Gundam Battle Operation 2 for the PlayStation 4. Every Thursday is the weekly update where you can find out what's been added and changed with the game. And if you like what you see there, you can head over to patreon.com/flailthroughs and drop me a couple of bucks if you want to see a specific mobile suit or color scheme. And of course, the video reviews that we do for T-Formers are on YouTube at T-Formers TV, where Seed Starscream just went up this past week.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that last show.
Probably. But I actually got something done promptly for once, so I want to mention it more than once.
Good job.
Thank you.
And our executive producer, Jason.
You can find me on Twitter at Jason S. Kirk, at least for the first, for 2/3 of the month. Then towards the end of the month, I'm going dark because no endgame spoilers.
Oh, that's a good idea. I hadn't even thought about that.
I'm going on the 25th, so I don't think anyone's going to be able to spoil it for me.
So apparently I've got to go on the 25th and the 26th. I have to go 2 days in a row.
Why?
I got
to go twice.
Well, see, I've already bought the tickets. So I have to go. I'm seeing it with the first showing, and then I'm going with my my brother and my nephew to see it on Friday. I mean, I was going to see it more than once. I mean, this is Avengers. Of course I'm going to. I'm the comic book guy. You know what
I mean? It is. Yeah, it is like 3 hours and a minute long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that's 6 hours in 2 days. You're going to be sitting in the theater.
I hope it's comfortable.
Not just Triplet, probably me too.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I just hope it's good. Man,
it should
imagine be. If it comes out and that's 3 hours of bad.
So, Age of Extinction.
Oh, God.
No, The Incredible Hulk.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Anyway, I'm on Twitter at ChrisRTXV personally. I've also got at Play with Photos. I lost all my notes. Yeah, at Play with Photos on Twitter. And you can follow on Instagram at instagram.com/playwithphotography. If you want to support the work I do, which would really help out now since I had to pay a lot of money for computer hardware to actually get up and running again, you can support me on Patreon and contribute to the things I do for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. I think that's it. I haven't been able to post anything on the Play with Photos accounts recently because like all my software is gone. A lot of photos I had unpublished waiting for full gallery coverage is gone.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a bad time, but you know, hopefully now that I'm back up hardware wise, I can kind of get back on the horse here and pick back up where I left off. But this has been kind of a sucky weekend and half of this week.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Hopefully it will never happen again, because no more Seagate hardware.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know. I mean, the past week for me has been pretty good, because I got, you know, C-Cons announced and got Big Power in the mail. Yeah, Big Power in the mail. So I'm doing pretty good.
I think your monkey spawn may have destroyed Chris's hard drive here, Matt.
I don't know how you got your Big Bad Toy Store shipment so quick, because I'm still waiting for mine.
UPS. I paid.
I do UPS too. That's how I got mine.
I shipped mine before you, and I still haven't gotten it yet.
But you did the basic $4 shipping, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Mine took almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what?
Mine would have if I didn't pay
I'm a premier UPS member, so even UPS will not hand it off to the post office. They'll directly deliver it to me no matter
That's
what.
That's fine unless they do like FedEx Smart Post.
Which is what they did for me.
FedEx,
or USPS Retail Ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's all kinds of ways they can screw you.
I feel it.
You feel it deep inside working its way up.
Oh yeah. God. But that'll be a nice box for next week, at least.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. But yeah, that's all we have this week. Thank you guys for watching. And I apologize about the hosting. They made me do it because it was the only way I'd be on the show this week. And they can spill their CCON's propaganda.
I really should have hosted this week.
We'd still be on the first topic.
The only topic, you mean.
Oh, that works too.
Well, okay, Matt, you say that, but there's a difference between hosting and actually like planning the show. Like, you know, I'm still in charge of planning.
Also, I mean, once we cut out, you know, 90 minutes of maniacal laughter, it would be a really short show.
But it would lose a lot of its character that way.
We could have talked about the many appearances of the CCONs and throughout fiction.
I guess we could have had an argument between, like, all of us and Triplet over how to pronounce CCONs.
That's what go. I was about to say. Did you really just say CCONs? Did I say CCONs or did I say CCONs?
Triplet, you always say CCONs.
I don't know. I'm a redneck.
And that's all we have for this week.
Thank you guys.
Boy, if I had intro quotes for this show, that would be
which
Triplets.
Repaints to get first?
Speaking of CCONs,
I am glad we're getting CCONs, though.
CCON you later.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers, it's better than crack.